Welcome to Prophecy Today with your Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. Our goal at Prophecy Today is to reach the world with the news that Jesus is returning soon and to encourage Christians to live a pure and productive life in light of His imminent return. Jimmy, tell us what we can expect from today's broadcast.
Thank you, Jay. Today we're going to continue our study of Revelation. It's a great book to be studying today with all that is happening and unfolding in the Middle East. Before we continue our study, let me remind you of several things. First, let me remind you of the three main events of the future: the rapture, the second coming, or the return, and the retribution, which is the great white throne judgment. We concluded our study last week looking at the sealed judgments in Revelation chapter 6. We looked at the first two judgments, which revealed to us the appearance of Antichrist and the alignment of nations. Revelation 6, verses 1 and 2, is a man on a white horse wearing a crown and with a bow in his hand going forth to conquer. This is the Antichrist, a member of the Satanic Trinity that tries to replicate the true Messiah. He is a false Messiah. Revelation 6, verses 3 and 4, is a man on a red horse that takes peace from the earth. This is the judgment of war, the war that is detailed in Daniel 11, Ezekiel 38, and Psalm 83. Take your Bible now, and let's go to Revelation chapter 6 and verse 5, and we'll continue our study of the book of Revelation as we look at the sealed judgments.
Thank you, Jimmy. And now our Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung.
The next seal, third seal, is famine. The fourth seal, look at it, verse 7. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, "Come and see." And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on it was Death, and hell followed with him, and power was given unto him over a fourth part of the earth to kill them with the sword and with hunger and with death and with a beast of the earth. And so it is in this fourth seal judgment, one-fourth of the earth's population. We're talking about 1.5 billion people are going to be killed in this fourth seal judgment. And that is an awesome thing that is going to happen. Now, I'm not going to go into all the detail. Please just let me go through here with you the portion of the scriptures that is unfolding. Chapter 11 is the two witnesses that preach. See, I go from the seals to chapter 11 because during that first 3.5 years, remember I said there will be two witnesses that will preach. Verse 3, chapter 11. "And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days. That would be 1,260 days, 3.5 years. During that time, they're going to have opportunity to win many, many people to Jesus Christ. In fact, the Bible says in Matthew 24, verse 14, the entire earth will hear the gospel of the kingdom, and then the end of the tribulation period will come. Who is going to do all the preaching? Well, these two witnesses will be headquartered in the city of Jerusalem on the Temple Mount. The first results of their witnessing will be as foretold here in chapter 7. Go back to chapter 7. I'm going chronologically. I'm not going numerically. I'm telling you how it's going to unfold. In chapter 7, it says, verse 4, "And I heard a number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel." And God is going to seal 144,000. Chapter 14, verse 4 said these will be male virgin Jews. The reason they're going to be virgin is they will not have time to deal with marriage or to have a family. They have 7 years to preach the gospel of kingdom to everybody on the face of the earth. And so they will be male virgin Jews, 144,000 from each of the tribes of Israel. Look at verse 9 of chapter 7. "And after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all the nations and the kindreds and the peoples and the tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb." So these people will come to know Christ. Many people will come to know Christ during the tribulation period. Go back to chapter 11 again. At the end of this first 3.5 years, these two witnesses are going to be killed, and they're going to lay in the streets of Jerusalem, and it's going to be party time. Everybody's going to be excited. Look at verse 10. "They that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts one unto another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwell on the earth." Then they're going to lay in the streets, not put in the grave, but resurrected and taken up into the heavens. Verse 12, and they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up hither. And they ascended up into the heavens in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. So that is what's going to take place in the first 3.5 years as well. And at the end, they will be killed and then resurrected and taken to heaven. Also at the end of the 3.5 years, look at chapter 12 and verse 7. And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not, neither was their place found anymore in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil. He was cast out all the way from the first and second heaven to the earth. Chapter 12, verse 12. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Verse 13. When the dragon, that's Satan, saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman that brought forth the man-child. And so we see that Israel is going to be persecuted to the extent that Satan is going to try to wipe them all out. Verse 17, and the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and keep the testimony of Jesus Christ. This is the midway point of the tribulation period. Now we go back to chapter 8, because chapter 8 is the record of what's going to happen in the seven trumpet judgments. Chapter 8, verse 1 gives us the seventh seal judgment. Remember, it was the sealed book, and in that sealed book was every one of the 21 judgments. Look at verse 1 of chapter 8. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. That's talking about what has already unfolded on the earth. I believe out of the heavenlies we'll be able to see it. But yet, knowing in the heavenlies at that time what's going to happen in the future, we're not going to be able to say anything. It's going to be so awe-struck we are, we're not going to be able to say anything. And then he starts to open the trumpets. Look at verse 7. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. And a third part of the trees burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. And the second angel sounded, and as it were, a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and a third part of the sea became blood. Verse 9, and the third part of the creatures which were in the sea, the fish, they that had life, they died, and a third part of the ships were destroyed. You're going to see one third from the heavenlies. If you're here without Christ, you'll see it in person. One third of the ocean turned to blood. I'm not going to go through all of these. Look at verse 1 of chapter 9. An angel sounded, and a star, that's talking about not a star, twinkle, twinkle, little star, but a star like Michael Jordan is a basketball star. It's talking about Satan. When he's thrown out of the heavenlies, he's given the key to the bottomless pit. The bottomless pit, I cannot tell you where it is. I have an idea. I think it's in outer space in one of those black hole areas. It's not on the earth, because you couldn't have anything bottomless on the earth. But I think it's in outer space. I don't know, so don't quote me on telling you where it is. But there are going to be 200 million evil angels in that location. And they are going to be the angels that committed sexual immorality. Talks about in Jude verses 5 and 6 and 2 Peter 2, 4. Angels, evil angels committed sexual immorality. When did that happen? Well, that was the reason for the flood. Genesis chapter 6, where it says the sons of man had sexual relationship with the daughters of men. The women and evil angels had a relationship there. And because of that relationship, God wiped out all of humankind. Have you ever studied the fifth chapter of Genesis, the genealogies from Adam all the way to Noah? Not one evil angel is listed. That's the reason for that genealogy. And they're going to be released upon the earth, and they're going to kill a third of the remaining people alive on the earth. If you kill one fourth with that fourth seal judgment, and we come to the sixth trumpet judgment, and you kill a third, that's half of the earth's population that has been wiped out. Go to chapter 16. These judgments are unfolding. Chapter 16 would be the record of the vile judgments. And this is going to be intense as we quickly move towards the time of the return of Jesus Christ. Notice what we read here, verse 2. And the first went out and poured out his vial upon the earth until there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men that had the mark of the beast, those who are falling in line with the beast. And upon them shall worship his image. Verse 3. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as blood of a dead man, and every living soul in it died. Remember, it was a third in the trumpet judgment. Now it's all of the ocean turns to blood, and all of the fish of the sea die. And it gets progressively worse. Verse 4 talks about all the waters and the fountains and the streams in the earth turn to blood. This is a terrible time in the tribulation period. It's for the purpose of bringing the earth under submission and earth dwellers under submission. Look what's going to happen, verse 8, the fourth vial. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto them to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues. And they repented not, even though all this judgment is coming. They don't turn to God. In fact, verse 11 says they blaspheme God. But look at the sixth vial judgment, verse 12. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, so that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. The kings of the east would be China, 1.4 billion people. It would be India, 1.3 billion people. That's 2.7 billion people. That's almost half of the earth's population who have not been involved yet. And those kings come out of the east into Jerusalem, where all the armies of the world gather together. Look here at verse 13. This is after this sixth vial judgment. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come up out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast. The dragon, of course, Satan, the beast, Antichrist. And out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils. Look at here. Working miracles. Devils work miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and to the whole world to gather them for the battle of that great day of God Almighty. It's the battle of Armageddon, of course. And these evil creatures, Satan, Antichrist, false prophet, satanic trinity, perform miracles to gather all the nations of the world. Now look here at verse 17. This is the last. This is the 21st of 21 judgments that get progressively worse. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, "It is done!" And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake such as was not since men were upon the face of the earth, so mighty an earthquake. And the great city was divided into three parts. The cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came into remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. Babylon is going to be destroyed. That's the last judgment.
You heard me correctly say that Babylon is going to be destroyed, and according to Revelation 18, Babylon will be destroyed in 1 hour. That happens at the end of the 7-year tribulation period. This statement may bring some questions to mind. Like, I thought Babylon was destroyed 2,500 years ago, as recorded in Daniel 5. Well, the historic event recorded in Daniel 5 is the destruction of the Babylonian Empire, not the city of Babylon. The city of Babylon has never been destroyed. Babylon, the literal city, will become the international headquarters for the one-world economic, political, governmental system or empire of the Antichrist during the last half of the tribulation period. This will be our subject next week when we conclude our study of the book of Revelation. If you would like a copy of our study on Revelation, stay tuned and Jay will tell you how you can get your copy of our study.
Thank you, Jimmy. We'll definitely be looking forward to next week's study. If you're interested in purchasing your copy of this week's study, you can visit our website at prophecytoday.com or call our toll-free number at 8-PROPHECY-8. That's 877-674-3298. You've been listening to Prophecy Today with Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. We trust that you have enjoyed this time in God's prophetic word and that Jimmy's teaching has been beneficial for you. Once again, to get a copy of today's broadcast, visit our website at prophecytoday.com. Remember, Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...